From Abilene Public Radio and The Appetizer, this is the Songwriter's Cookbook, insights into up-and-coming artists. I'm D. Grant Smith. Boston, Massachusetts is home to several founding fathers and also a vibrant music scene. Among the rising sensations are Hannah and the Bloodlines. We spoke with Hannah Sumner about the band, their debut album, and plans for the future.
It's nobody's fault.
Well, we all met in college, and this is our first year together, actually. We just recorded our first album, Far From the Tree, and that was a lot of fun. We collaborated on some songs. I wrote some songs by myself. And then we went into a studio in New Hampshire, and we just spent a few days up there. It was so beautiful. It was the perfect place to record. We're in the middle of the woods in this recording studio, this beautiful recording studio. And we just banged out the CD. It turned out better than we could have hoped for. And we really got to get close, and we were surrounded by a beautiful nature, which always, I think, makes a record sound better.
Tell us a little bit about the musical styling of Hannah and the Bloodlines. There's a kind of a bit of musical styles you've infused together in your sound.
Yes, we were all trained in jazz music, but I came from a very heavy pop background and 70s rock background. So with that, and our drummer was a hip-hop guy, so we kind of fused all of those styles together in order to become Hannah and the Bloodlines. One of our main influences was The Police and Dave Matthews. A lot of people say it sounds like those kind of put together. And we also listened to a lot of Michelle Nadeo-Cello. She's amazing. And basically we wanted to create an album that makes people feel relaxed and makes them feel good, because especially in times like this, I think that's what people need the most. And we've been successful with that so far. People have been coming up to us saying, you know, I've seen music and it makes me feel so relaxed. It makes me feel so romantic and full of love. And that's exactly what we wanted to do, because I think the world needs a lot of love.
Seems so calm, not out of place. Though they all hold their secrets, I'm not hiding, but I've never seen.
Far From the Tree, your debut album, you talked about how you guys all collaborated together and you were writing a little bit of stuff on your own. Was there anything that you wrote for the album that you didn't quite get to make or didn't get to record and put on the record?
There are a few songs that we didn't get to put on the record. We didn't have enough time. But we are recording those acoustically, and we'll be sending those out to our fans and our fan list and giving them out for free. And then when we go back to record our next album, which will be sometime next winter, we'll go up to record again. And then they'll finally make the cut, because they're great. We've had time to sit on them and really get the arrangements down, and so now we're really excited to record them.
Are there any songs in particular that have a special meaning for you, or that maybe were written for someone else?
Yes, Raven was actually written. I wrote it around the time of the election. So you can listen to that, see if you hear some of the subliminal messages in that. I wrote that because it was a very confusing time, especially for youth, I think. You know, we were all scared that we were going to get someone that was just like what we had for the last 8 years. And at least people in my age group, that's all we've known really politically since we've been old enough to understand. So that one is about just basically being uncertain about election times, or always an uncertain time. And also Catch Her When She Falls is about a friend of mine who always is having problems in relationships and life, and she was very lost. And I think a lot of people are very lost. We all are. We're searching for meaning. And I wrote that for her, saying that I'll always be there to catch her when she falls.
Love and make it sweet. She never had that kind of treat before. And she'll think it's love, but it's never right. Then she'll come on running back into my life. But I will catch her when she falls down. And she gives it all away. That's for myself every day. When she screams, I can't hold on. I'll come running when she calls.
More More information and ways to hear and connect with Hannah and the Bloodlines is available on their MySpace page at myspace.com/HannahandTheBloodlines. They're also on Facebook, and their music is available on iTunes. Plug into the appetizer for more insights and sounds from up-and-coming musical talent and tastes. Go to appetizerradio.com. For The Appetizer, I am D. Grant Smith on the Songwriter's Cookbook.